Here's another one. And this is exactly what I would do. And Carol, let's pretend like you are the insurance broker that you used to be.
Okay.
Is that right? You were an insurance broker?
Yes.
Go ahead and answer the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Carol.
Yes.
Hi, this is Danny. I don't know if you remember me, but we met your daughter, Trina. She introduced me to you.
Okay.
Probably don't remember. That's okay. I just wanted to let you know I'm putting together a list of approved vendors. It'll be a list of people that I will be actively promoting here locally. I have both national and international contracts. I don't know if you have availability to grow your business outside of the Austin area or not. But
yes, I do.
You do? Well, I'm putting together an approved vendors list where I'll be sending that list out to everybody that I know, letting them know that I know of a really good insurance broker, and if they need insurance, they need to go to this person. But let me tell you how I'm putting this together. First of all, I'm in contact with a lot of people, to the tune of hundreds of people on a weekly basis, that could benefit from your services, with no question about it. And with my recommendation, they would choose to use you instead of your competitor, Mercury, that's right down the street from you.
Yes.
So the way I'm going about choosing my approved list of contacts to see if I feel like I can work well with these people is that I'll be meeting with a group of entrepreneurs on Tuesday night at 7:15. What I'd like to do is invite you to just come down, go ahead and bring a bunch of your business cards. Let's get to know each other a little bit, and you can at least introduce yourself to the people that are there that would need your services. I mean, who doesn't need insurance? Everybody
right.
does. These are all entrepreneurs, which means they need even more insurance. They need business insurance. At least you'll be able to make contact with those people. And there's going to be an orientation. You'll learn about what my company is and what we do. And then after that orientation, why don't we sit down and talk and see how maybe we might be able to both mutually benefit each other. And who knows, once you see what my company does, you may even see it as something that would be a perfect marriage with your insurance business, another additional source of income to what you have going on. If you don't, that's totally fine. But at least you'll get the chance to network with some people that night and pass out your business card, and you and I'll be able to get to know each other just a little bit better.
Well, that sounds great, Danny. You know, contacts are vital to my business, so it sounds like it'll be real exciting.
Yeah, yeah, it will. I'm sure you'll enjoy the people. I work with a lot of different people, chiropractors. We've got business owners, lawyers. Every kind of profession you can imagine will be there that night. And so it'll be a good group of people that you could at least network with. But I am looking for a very long-term relationship with somebody where we can pass business back and forth to each other and just mutually benefit one another.
Well, that sounds great to me, and I'll be there with my card.
Okay, awesome. That sounds great. We'll see how it goes from there, okay?
Okay, that's
Thanks
great.
Thanks so much. I'll see you Tuesday night at 7:15.
I'll be there.
I'm not kidding you. It blew my mind when I thought about this. Of all the people that I've brought in under this banner, I say, hey, why don't you come down? You can network. People that did my nails, people sold paintings, people who did car repairs, people who did counseling. The list goes on. People who sold furniture. They saw an opportunity to be in front of a bunch of business-minded people, and their job was to build a relationship with those people, and if they did a good job with that, then they would get referrals from my contacts in my meeting, whether it was a home meeting with 5 or 6 people, or it was a big group meeting with 200 people. Didn't matter. They realized. In fact, I invited people to the First Step seminar under that same exact banner to say, hey, listen, I know you're a chiropractor in the area. We have a seminar going on in the area, and you're going to be around 200 people who are very motivated, who I'm sure out of 200, you know how many of them need a chiropractor. And you know what? You're going to be in a room where you could just network and network and network around a bunch of people to be able to drum up some business for yourself.